Welcome to this IGE Trading the Markets podcast. I'm Jeremy Naylor, taking a look at some of the events to watch out for us traders as we begin out on the week starting Monday, the 15th of April. And we start in the US, where we get some economic news that might go some way to support this view that's growing in the market that the Fed doesn't need to cut interest rates anytime soon. US retail sales for the month of March. We've seen some robust data out of the US economy recently, plus the fact we got this inflation, which isn't falling as fast as some had been hoping for. And as a result of that, expectations for interest rate cuts have now moved out from June through to possibly even the fourth quarter of this year. According to Barclays, there is only one cut in interest rates coming from the Fed this year, and that's a 25 basis point move sometime towards either the end of summer or early autumn. Also get the US NAHB housing market index as well for the month of April. So far as the news is concerned about what's going on with earnings, PageGroup here in the UK, the recruitment company, comes through with a trading statement for the first quarter. But we get Goldman Sachs out before the bell in the US. This is one of these all-session stocks. It follows up on the earnings that we saw at the back end of this last week that we've just seen, where we've seen banks get underway with their earnings for the first quarter. Goldman Sachs reports before the bell. And as I say, because it's an all-session stock, it means you can trade it on the IG platform when it produces those figures. We'll be covering how that's likely to move in the markets at 1:30 p.m. UK time on the US Beat the Street show that we have an hour before Wall Street gets underway. Tuesday, April 16th, we begin overnight with some big data out from the Chinese economy. The Chinese first quarter growth rate comes through, China industrial production for March. We also got March retail sales as well, and house prices also for the month of March in the Chinese economy. So a lot of data out overnight, widely expected to be relatively soft compared certainly to the US economy, and China continues to struggle. UK unemployment comes out at 7 o'clock in the morning for the month of February, and then we get Eurozone trade numbers, German ZEW economic sentiment for April, and then later on in the day, Canadian consumer prices, US industrial production, and on the corporate side, moneysupermarket.com and a first quarter trading statement. On the European markets, we're looking out for first quarter sales as well for LVMH, one of the companies that certainly seems to be stealing much of the money going into these luxury goods businesses at the moment. United Health in the States reports its first quarter earnings. It's one of these all-session stocks. You can follow up on that on a trade after it reports those figures. Bank of America, BNY Mellon, Johnson & Johnson, Morgan Stanley, United Airlines, first quarter, all reporting before the bell on that Tuesday morning in the States. Wednesday, 17th of April, we've got Japanese trade numbers out overnight for the month of March. UK consumer prices, producer prices and retail prices, big numbers out in the UK. Certainly watching what happens with all this data and what's happening with sterling in the wake of that. I think these are one of the numbers that traders will be looking at to judge whether or not the Bank of England is expected to cut interest rates come August. Certainly the risk is on the upside for these numbers, I suspect, having seen what we've just seen in the States. But oil prices continue to rise, and this is likely to fuel inflation across many of these readings, despite the fact on the core figure you don't actually include oil itself. But of course, oil is a big driver for prices generally because of the costs involved in getting those products to the end market. Corporate news out on Wednesday, April 17th. Includes Entain first quarter trading statement, the world's largest copper producer, or the world's largest publicly listed copper producer, Antofagasta, at the first quarter production report. Rio Tinto also looking at its first quarter. And we got Saga Fulia numbers out from the company, which specializes in offering services, including insurance and travel, to the over 50s. And Hays, another one of these recruitment companies, it's reporting on a trading statement for the third quarter. In the European markets, ASML Holdings, this is the world's largest producer of machinery that makes semiconductors. It's on its first quarter figures. In the States, we've got Abbott Labs on first quarter numbers and an all-session stock, Alcoa, on its first quarter figures. Thursday, April the 18th. Overnight, we get Australian unemployment numbers for the month of March. US weekly jobless claims, US Philadelphia Fed, and US existing home sales for March. Corporate numbers out here in the UK, Rentokil Initial first quarter. First half numbers out from EasyJet. We've got the stockbroker AJ Bell, Dunelm, Foxtons, and Cars all out with figures at 7 o'clock in the morning. Could well move the markets in the London session earlier on Thursday. L'Oreal first quarter sales, coming through in France. And then later on in the day, after the close of the US markets, we get first quarter numbers out from Netflix. Netflix reporting after the bell. It's an all-session stock on the IG platform. Looking there for subscriber numbers. And that is going to be the metric that many follow and indeed continue to do so from Netflix. And that reports after the bell on Thursday. Friday, Japanese consumer prices for March, German producer prices, UK retail sales at 7 o'clock in the morning. And on the corporate side, nothing in the UK, but in France, we get the catering company Sodexo on first half numbers. And then in the States, before the US markets get underway, Schlumberger, first quarter figures from the oil field services company, Procter & Gamble, and American Express, also on their latest quarterly figures, both reporting, or all three reporting, before the bell kicks in on the US markets on Friday. That's it. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday morning.